branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Hey, and welcome to episode number 35 of Power to the Small Business. We're glad you found it. Got quite a show in store for you this episode. Sri Nagabundi is going to talk about SEO or search engine optimization. Now, I warn you, there's going to be a few terms which you may or may not know as we go through this conversation. So you may want to check out the show notes before you listen to this episode. And the show notes are posted on the blog, themarketingspotblog.com. Just search SEO or search engine optimization if you don't come to the page not on August 15th, 2009. In the show notes, I'll have the basic terms that we're going to use in this episode explained. So if you don't know all the basic terms of SEO, pause this episode right now, go to the Marketing Spot blog and read the SEO primer. I guess it's time for introductions. I'm Jay Arrett. I am Chief Officer of Awesomeness at the Marketing Spot, small business marketing consultant and coach located in Waco, Texas, actually just outside of Waco, Texas. My website is themarketingspot.com. Check out my blog, themarketingspotblog.com. And remember, you can subscribe to this show in iTunes. Just go to powertothesmallbusiness.com. Little plug here before we get started with the episode. Don't forget about my free webinar, What is a Brand and How Do You Get One? I'm offering it two times during the week of August 17th, 2009, depending on when you're listening to this. August 17th, 1:15 p.m. Central Time, and then on August 20th at 7:15 a.m. Central Time. If you attend the webinar, you get a free bonus, my audio program, How to Build a Brand Promise. Want more information on that? Check out my website, themarketingspot.com. Now on with the show. Sri Nagabundi is SEO director at Rosetta, an interactive agency in New York. I met him in PodCamp Boston. He gave a great presentation on SEO 101 or search engine optimization. It was good stuff. So I corralled him after the presentation. I said, hey, Sri, let's do a podcast. He said, okay. So this is basic SEO. If you're an SEO expert, this is probably not for you. But if you're like most small business owners or work from home entrepreneurs, this is going to be golden for you. Take a listen. Join me on the other side for some thoughts. We're talking with Sri Nagabundi at PodCamp Boston. Great session I just got out of. So I thought we'd catch Sri for a podcast interview. Sri, first of all, you spoke on search engine optimization. For the small business owner, the entrepreneur, why is it important? Why is search engine optimization important?
You know, and there was a little bit of discussion about this in the session that if you're doing well, you don't need it. My feeling is that most people start their research process for a product or service now with search engines, and the studies are showing that. There's Forrester studies that show 90% of executive decisions start with purchasing decisions, start with search engines. When you look at search engines, about 70% of the clicks happen within organic search. So there's paid listings, which about 30% of clicks go to, but a large majority of the clicks happen within organic search. So if you're not there, you're putting your business, especially a small business, at a competitive disadvantage, especially if another small business is pretty savvy in this arena and they're going to dominate those listings across the engines, and you're going to lose significant business, and it's only going to get more important as time goes by, as the world is nothing but, you know, internet at your fingertips with the new iPhones, with the new Blackberries that are out there. It's getting closer every day.
So Sri, why don't you just start off by giving us the basic foundation, the basic fundamentals that we need to know to start optimizing our websites for SEO?
Sure. As a small business owner in the past myself, the fundamentals are the same whether you're a small business or a large business. There are a good, solid technical foundation for your website to make it easy for spiders to crawl, index, and understand your content and your intent of what the site should be. Really good on-site optimization, which means anything from friendly URLs to friendly titles, making sure that the content is really well written for people as well as spiders, and it's really optimized without being over-optimized. And then making sure that you're working really hard on an ongoing basis of getting good quality links. So if you're a tea shop in New York City, you want people to link to you with best tea shop in New York City or best pierogi place in Cleveland. You want that local business, that content, or that connotation that's going to be related to whatever searches that are going to pertain to your small business.
Let's go back to that first one you mentioned, which is the technical foundations. What are some of the elements of having a sound technical foundation on your website?
The code should be relatively clean and easy to read. Even if you don't understand it, you should be able to look at the code, the source code of a page, and say, wow, that looks well formatted. That looks easy to read. And I think just as human beings, we can see when something's easily formatted and when it's not. And if you could just apply that sort of eye to it, you'll see if it's not, if it is or not. As a small business owner, I would say stick to a free platform like WordPress, because typically you can build a great website with WordPress for very little. And WordPress has some great SEO functionality built in inherently with it. Drupal's another platform. There's a lot of cheap platforms that are open source. Don't ignore those, that have really good, solid technical foundations that are easy to use and understand.
That's easier than using, say, a web developer. And if you don't know code and you don't know, oh, well, gosh, I can look at code and it all looks the same to me. So those would be some good platforms then.
Absolutely. So the one thing and why I love WordPress is because you can shop for templates and say, you could talk to a web developer and say, I'm going to buy this $90 template for you. What they should really be doing is spending a couple hours customizing that to meet your needs. So as opposed to a $2,000 to $5,000 project, you should really, if you're doing an initial website with WordPress, I would say if you're spending more than $500 to $1,000, you're getting ripped off. So for $500, you should be able to go out and buy a great template that you see somewhere. There's a lot of great template sites that do a wonderful job, and customize that to meet your needs with your logo and what other information that you have.
And thus you have a lot of just the basic functions, SEO code built in.
Absolutely. Not only SEO code built in, but it's easy to use, easy to manage, easy to port somewhere else. You could take that site and move it to another server within 10 minutes if you had to.
Okay, let's talk about the on-site elements. Give me an order of importance, what you think are the most important on-site elements for SEO.
I would really say there's three things that I think are good key items right now. One would be keywords and title. In your title and your URL. So if you're selling, if you want to be, again, like a New York City tea shop, you want your title to be NYC Tea Shop on your homepage, or Best NYC Tea Shop, or New York City Tea Shop, something like that. You don't want to say, we're located at blah, blah, blah Avenue in Greenwich Village, before you say New York City Tea Shop in your title on your homepage. You also want that to be in your URL. If you're a small business, especially, you don't have a lot of money to do marketing or build up a brand, have a vanity URL that says Best New York City Tea Shop that points to your regular domain name. And you could do that in a search engine friendly way, so that way you get both best of the both worlds, right? Where you have your brand name that you can grow over time as a small business, but you also have those vanity URLs, because keyword use in a domain name is also a big deal right now.
So the title and the URL can be different, right? So the title is that thing that goes on the blue title bar at the top, and the URL is your web address. Explain the difference between those two.
So the title is sort of a page title, right? That's what people see in that blue bar, as you said, up on top. And the domain name or the URL, it could be, bestnewyorkcityteashop.com/ New York City Tea Shop, something like that. That is the URL. That is a physical address somebody types in into their browser to get to your website or to that page. Another important factor for on-site optimization is really well-written content. So you want to write content that incorporates keywords within the content, but it should be well-written in a way that somebody who doesn't know anything about tea or SEO will look at it and read it and say, wow, that's a great article on tea, and that's a great article on why this is a really good tea shop in New York City, without getting turned off because you use New York City tea shop every other word or something like that. So make sure that people, lay people that are not in your industry or that are not SEOs, can read it and really make sense of it and can get through it without being bored or turned off.
How key is it to have a lot of content, a lot of text content on your website for search engine optimization?
I would say that if you are serious about your website as a vehicle for your business, you should be at a minimum writing something once a week that pertains to a specific topic, product, issue that is going on affecting your industry. Because the more content you have, the better chances you have of attracting links. And you're also telling the engines that the content is fresh, that the website is fresh, and that it's also a critical factor. If you haven't changed your page in 10 years, that might be okay just because your age is going to overweigh anything else. But if you're a new site or you're in a competitive industry, the freshness of content is really important as well. And you're also going to capture those new topics that people are really after, that people are really searching for, looking for, whether it's a new tea product or whether it's an issue on, you know, that's something that's affecting your industry or in a positive or negative way.
Because industries change, new products come out, people are always searching for something new.
Absolutely, and you should really keep abreast of that looking at your analytics. You should have Google Analytics running on your website, and you could look through that and say, what are people typing into search engines to come to my website? And you'll start to see some new patterns emerging in terms of what they're looking for, what questions they're asking, and whatnot. Analytics is a key source of information for content writing.
Now, I was at your session at PodCamp Boston, and when you talked about these on-site elements, you also mentioned about alt attributes for the assets, your video and non-text assets on your website. How do you control those, and what's the importance of those?
That's a lot more technical. You have to learn HTML a little bit. With some of the tools like WordPress, some of that is done for you if you have the right plugin, where it will give you that space to say you're putting up a picture. It'll give you a space to describe that picture, and that will automatically put the alt tag in for that picture or for that video or whatnot. I would say it's a little bit more technical, but if you read a couple of good articles, you do a search on image optimization or video optimization for SEO, you'll find some articles pretty quickly.
So if you're working with a developer and you say, hey, put these alt tags on this stuff, you know, what's a good alt tag? How do you get a good alt tag?
A good alt tag should, think about it this way. If somebody was visually impaired, how would you describe that picture or that video without them being able to look at it? So I would say that's the best way. Look at your site in a, or look at your site with the images turned off, and Firefox easily allows you to do this, and you'll see what the site looks like to somebody who's visually impaired or a sight reader, and you'll see what that site looks like, and you should be easy to tell that, hey, that's a great picture, and that picture describes this, but that alt tag or that description has nothing to do with that.
Okay, and if you're listening, you're wondering what alt tag is. It's spelled A-L-T and then tag, alt tag. It's two separate words there. Okay, let's talk a little bit about offsite, Sri. You mentioned the importance of it, and I think you stressed like you should spend half your time on SEO and getting these offsite links back to your website. Why is this so important, and how do you maximize this?
The fundamental reason that Google is so successful is that they look at who's linking to you as a critical factor of where to rank a website. So, for example, if you want to be known as a great doctor, if every doctor in the U.S. or every medical school in the U.S. rather links to you with the word great doctor in the anchor text, that's that blue highlighted text typically on a browser, from their page or your website, Google's going to look at that and say, wow, every medical school, which, you know, they're going to look at these medical school websites and say, these are all authoritative sites on medicine, links to your website or this website with great doctor or best doctor, that must really mean that you're a really good doctor, right? So when somebody searches for really good doctor or best doctor, I should really put you up number one, because every medical school, which I trust as an authority in medicine, is saying that. So that's really the key, and that's really fundamentally how Google differentiated itself from other engines, and that's why it's so successful, because they figured out that secret sauce of authority and relevance from other sites linking to other sites.
Talk about the importance of anchor text. What is it, and why is it important?
So anchor text is typically that blue text that links from one page or to another, or one website to another. It's that hyperlink, and again, this is some HTML terminology. It's that link that goes from one page to another, and it's the text. It could be an image, whatever it might be, that's linking to your page or to another page on your website. And it's telling Google what is important or what they should associate with that other link or your website. So let's say your website is a tea shop, and people link to you with tea shop, that's great. But what if you really want them to link to you with the word best New York City tea shop? So Google knows that everybody thinks whoever links to you with the word best New York City tea shop thinks you are the best New York City tea shop, right? So when they compute that in their algorithm, they're going to say, oh, okay, I have this website, bestnewyorkcitytshop.com, with 100 links pointing to it that say best New York City tea shop. Wow, that's really relevant, and that this shop seems to be an authority or really the best choice to rank for best New York City tea shop.
Okay, speak to the small business owner, the entrepreneur that already has a website in existence, and now you're saying, oh, wow, now I know all this stuff. Now I got to go back. What are the first steps? How do you start getting your website in shape for SEO?
I would really look at it as not something you do once and forget about it. Sort of plan it out. SEO is successful when you do a little thing or some activity on a weekly or monthly basis. So that's the first thing. Don't be discouraged by looking at it and saying, I have to do all of this. Where's the time? Every little thing you do will help. So plan out your calendar a month at a time, a quarter at a time, a week at a time, and tackle little things first. So I would say technically, you know, do some reading on what are technical best practices for websites. There's some very simple checklists you can find out there with a little bit of research, four or five things. And if you're technical or you're a little bit savvy or you're a web developer resource, they should really mostly handle this stuff pretty quickly for you. And then tackle the on-site optimization. Make sure that you have the right keywords in the titles, in the URLs, in the pages, in the content that you're writing, the copy that you're writing. And then thirdly, which is something you should always be doing as you're talking to people, as you're talking to customers, if they like your product, they like your service, ask for a link. Don't be afraid to ask. It's just the same thing as marketing yourself in a different way. And you're going to see that slowly over time, as you keep track of your rankings, you'll see that movement. If you do something every week, I guarantee you over the course of a quarter or a course of 2-6 months or a year, you'll see your rankings go up if you're definitely doing something every week.
And that's another point you stressed in your session is SEO is not like magic pixie dust. You do it today, and then next week, you're at the top of the rank.
Correct. You know, we work with a lot of Fortune 500 clients at Rosetta, which is the agency I work for now. It's the same issue that they have. You know, their boards and their marketing departments are very, you know, excited to get to number one for specific keywords, but some of those keywords, like a credit report, might take 3 years to do it. So you really have to understand the landscape. If it's a keyword that has very little competition, it's going to be a little bit easier. But if it's a keyword that has a lot of competition, it's going to take you a lot longer. It doesn't mean you can't do it. You just have to be patient. You know, is it a PhD keyword? And what I mean by that is it something that has a lot of search volume, a lot of competition, or is it a kindergarten keyword where it has very little competition or very little search volume? Those are two different things. If you're getting your PhD, that's a 7-year process typically. You know, a kindergarten, you know, graduating from kindergarten typically is much easier.
Okay, if you could wrap up, what's the difference in optimizing for, say, the universal search results and for the local search results? If you want to show up in the 10-pack, is that a different process, and if so, how?
That is a different process because right now a lot of engines are blending local search results, so it's a mishmash of everything. I would definitely say there's this company called GetListed.org, which will help you navigate the local search waters. It's like $30 or $40. And they'll take care of the process of getting you set right in all the local search engines, whether it's Google Local, Yahoo Local, MSN Local, whatever it might be. But also make sure that you have your address, your phone number on your homepage if you're a local business, because that's going to help as well. So there's local specific search engines you have to play towards, and GetListed.org will definitely help you with that. And then you also have to make sure that your content or your website itself has local clues to it. If you're a local business and most of your business comes locally and you don't have a local phone number, you don't have a local address in there, it's probably not a good idea, right? It's probably a best practice that you have to have your local address, your local phone number listed on your website very prominently.
So settle the argument here, Sri. Importance of the search engines, which ones give you the most search juice? Which ones should you pay attention to?
Really, the three most important are Google, MSN, and Bing now. Yahoo and Bing. Yahoo and Bing recently entered into a partnership. So there's really two big players right now, which are Google and the Yahoo-Bing partnership. We don't really know what that means for search results or search listings or how we need to play with those engines now or that new entity. But we'll find out sooner or later. But really focus on Google. Google is by large the largest search engine with more than 60% of market share, and then Bing and MSN are the second biggest, which about with about 20-30% market share.
So those companies that promise to submit your name, your website to 700 search engines, we don't need to pay attention to those.
No, that might have worked in 1997, where everybody remembers Lycos, Hotbot, and 100 other engines that were competing. But right now, the only big players are, I would say, Google, the Bing Yahoo partnership, and Ask as that outlier out there, which with a couple of percentage points. But you don't have to worry about them. Focus on Google, MSN, and Bing right now. I mean, Bing slash MSN and Yahoo right now.
That's great stuff, Sri. If we want to learn more, where can we find you on the web?
You could find me at srinagabandi.com, or you could follow my Twitter feed at srinagabandi.
Okay, we'll link to both of those in the show notes. Hey, Sri, thanks for giving us this great SEO information.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
That is good stuff from Sri Nagabundi. I can't believe you got that for free. So let's talk about some things that Sri mentioned that I highly recommend. First, analytics. Website analytics will change your life. The info is so invaluable. You can see when people come to your website, where they go, how they got there, how long they stay, the keywords they use to get there. There is no reason not to have website analytics because they're free. Google Analytics is free and fairly easy to install. Go to google.com/analytics. Now, I use an additional analytics package from VisiStat. It's more robust. It gives me live as it happens. As they visit, I can see where people are visiting from. Oftentimes, I can see the exact company or person that is doing the searching. It makes me feel kind of nutty. So once you get used to Google Analytics, you'll probably want a little bit more. WordPress. My company website is done in WordPress. I recommend it to all of my clients for their website. WordPress is a content management system that has built-in SEO functions. Those page titles and URLs Sri was talking about, easily done in WordPress. WordPress is a free open source platform. You just pay for your domain name and hosting. And WordPress, the best thing it does, it sets you free from a web developer. The WordPress website has tutorials. Sri said hire someone. $500 to $1,000, depending on your willingness to do some of the work, is not out of the question for getting yourself a brand new, fully functional website that you have complete control over. No more having to go back to the web developer just to update one page. Local search. Whatever you do, claim your listing on the local search engines. It costs you nothing to do that. I'll put some links to do so on the show notes. On your website, put your trade area and your address on the home page. Now, don't just put your address. For example, my business actually is located in Woodway, Texas, which is just outside of Waco, Texas. But my trade area is all of Central Texas, including Waco. Waco is the largest community close to my business. So Waco is on my website. So don't just put your address, put your trade area on your website, even in the title of your page. I've done that with some clients and saw an immediate jump in traffic to the website and getting listed in those local search results that pop up when you do a geographic search on Google. Content. That's the stuff that goes on your website. All those words that go on your website. You need words on your website. Don't think of your site as a brochure. Consider it a living, breathing, customer-generating machine. If you nurture it, pay attention to it, and you update the content on a weekly or monthly basis, you will see the results. More traffic to your website, more potential customers checking you out, seeing what you got. And that can be done through a latest news page, a blog page, or just updating your products and services. Keep your content fresh and laced with keywords. So check out all the show notes. I'll have the SEO primer with all the terms you need to know, all the links, all the show notes, everything that Sri talked about, just about on the show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. Check it out. Don't forget about my free webinar on branding and subscribe to the show in iTunes. It's easy to listen to on your iPod, your iPhone, in your car. My name is Jay Arad. I'll meet you next time on the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.